Okay. Let me just check this.
Future year. Because the situation doesn't come up. Good morning. I'm convening this meeting Subcommittee on Human Services, Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Today is June 24th. We have three work sessions to complete this morning. It won't take too long to do that. This will not be the last meeting of this subcommittee. We anticipate that we will be called to meet again tomorrow morning to consider at least two bills, perhaps more. But this isn't the end yet. The end's in sight.
Dang.
I'm convening a work session on House Bill 2522.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2522 establishes the Islander Health Coverage Gap Assessment Office and the Oregon Health Authority to ensure that individuals who legally enter the United States under a Compact of Free Association, or COFA, from the Republic of Palau, the Republic of Marshall Islands, and the federal states of Micronesia have the same access to health care as the United States citizens residing in Oregon. It comes to you from the House Committee on Health Care. There is a Dash 9 amendment. That amendment, the staff measure summary, and the fiscal impact are in your package on OLIS. The Dash 9 amendment replaces the bill entirely. It now moves the program and requires the Department of Consumer, Business, and Services to develop recommendations for the creation of a premium assistance program for low-income COFA Islanders to enable COFA residents of Oregon to purchase health benefit plans through the Health Insurance Exchange. It directs DCBS to convene an advisory group to advise the department in developing these recommendations, and it requires DCBS to report back its recommendation to the legislature by no later than September 15, 2016. And the fiscal impact on the bill is minimal. The DCBS will use existing staff and resources to carry out the provisions of the bill, including exploring funding for the premium assistance, including getting federal approval for the subsidies and tax credits.
Thank you, Ms. Toe. I think this is a very significant piece of legislation. It puts something in place. It says we're starting now. We are starting now to recognize this as an important thing to do. We have to take it one step at a time. As you've heard, it appears that we need federal approval to actually do what we intend to do. And this puts in place the direction to the state government to put the wheels in motion, to see what it's going to take, and to start making those requests. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Kim, I'd like to, maybe you can chip in too on this. Representative Kenny Geyer and I, we did have a conversation, both co-chairs, with Peter Buckley yesterday in regards to the Dash 7 amendments, is actually what I would prefer. I understand what you've just shared too as well. So I'm just curious, how did that play out with the Dash 7s? Because we did have those. And maybe, Kim, you can fill that in a little bit.
Madam Chair, Representative Olson, we were given approval to work the Dash A9. I think the thinking behind it was that we didn't want to put the cart before the horse, and that we wanted to make sure that we have a funding source and federal approval before we establish a program. And the bill is written so that DCBS can come to the legislature at any time once they decided that federal approval has given and there is a funding source for the premium assistance, that they could come back and start the program anytime before September 15, 2016, and no later than September 15, 2016. So it's written in a way that it could be done, but it doesn't bind DCBS if funding is not found.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help with this. I mean, a couple weeks ago, so.
Representative Boone.
Thank you. I think we really need to do this, and I think we really need to find the money. And I know that there's federal money at stake in this, and I've seen information on this as how incredibly inexpensive it would be. And I thought that we had pretty much agreed at this dais that we were all in agreement we needed to do this. So,
well, this does begin the process to do it. Well, we do have to get federal approval. Even if we wanted to do it today, we would still have to go through the process of contacting the federal government, whatever the appropriate departments are, and working on getting approval.
And that takes over a year?
Well, we're directing DCPS to start the process. Senator Bates.
I'd just offer a few thoughts, if I could. One, this came to us in the last 3 or 4 weeks of a session. Most of the budgets are already set, with a few minor exceptions. They've successfully, congratulations, moved this from something that most of us had never even heard of to the probability of having a program that we can work with and enact in February. That's 7 or 8 months away compared to not having a program at all, which most states don't have. That's number one. Number two, there's some unknown things here. Where do we set the amount of the premium help we're going to give them? Is it 138% of the federal poverty level, so they have the same equivalence, almost equivalence to Medicaid, not quite because there's co-pays and deductibles? Do we set it at 200%? Do we set it at 180%? We don't know those things. We don't know the numbers on that, what it would cost. Do we have federal okay? And by the way, tomorrow, the Supreme Court's going to rule on the exchanges. Whether or not if you have a state exchange versus a federal exchange, whether you even have the premiums coming back to you, the credits, and hopefully we'll have some clarity of whether Oregon, which has kept the authority for the exchange but is using federal IT, still qualifies for tax credits. We've got a lot of really big moving parts here in the next 24 hours are going to help us. So I really like this because I wish we could do something more right now. We can come back here in February and wrap this program up for them and with some certainty that we have the money to take care of the amount of tax credits they're getting and the difference between those tax credits and what the low-income members of this group can afford and take care of it then. So it's a very touchy situation with a lot of unknowns right now, and I don't want to get out over our skis on it when we can come back here in February and take care of this. I would strongly recommend that we have a bill ready to roll day one in February of 2016 and have the numbers for it, have the physical on it, have everything ready to go, and we run it out then and give these people the help they so justly deserve.
It's a follow-up.
Yes.
And I thank you, Doc Bates. I appreciate that. I would agree with that. It's just I heard September 16, 2016, and that so we could get something going by next session. Okay.
Yep. Representative Boone, that was no later than, on that
okay.
date.
Okay.
Yes, Representative Kennedy.
Thank you. I just want to echo Co-Chair Bates's comments about what an incredible job the advocates have done to bring this situation. There's a huge awareness about that. I don't think people even really understood what COFA was, nor what the need for the health care was. So I appreciate the step forward, and I appreciate the co-chair's willingness and actually it sounds like eagerness to take this on in 2016.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move the dashed line amendment to into House Bill 2522.
Discussion about the dashed line. More discussion. Objection. Motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2522 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Discussion. Objection. Motion passes. Congratulations.
I hope you see this as a victory, because you've made a huge step forward here, whether you believe it or not. And we'll come back in February, I hope, and finish the program for you. Mm-hmm. You need carriers.
I agree.
Yeah, we need a carrier for full. I'll be happy to take it to full. On the Senate side?
I'll take it to the Senate.
I'll take it on the floor, I think, in the Senate.
Thank you. And Representative Klem in the House, please.
Sure.
Absolutely. I'm closing the work session on House Bill 2522. Congratulations. I'm opening a work session on House Bill 2642.
Okay, Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2642 establishes a 9-member board of certified advanced aestheticians within the Health Licensing Office in the Oregon Health Authority. The bill authorizes the Health Licensing Office to certify the practice of advanced non-ablative aesthetics. A certification must be renewed biannually. It comes to you from the House Committee on Healthcare, and there is a Dash 8 amendment. This amendment, the staff measure summary, and the fiscal impact statements attached to this memo are on OLIS for you. The Dash 8 amendment adds the requirement that a certificate holder must enter into an agreement with a healthcare professional who has a Schedule 3, 4, and 5 prescriptive authority, and as well as enter into an agreement with a licensed physician or licensed nurse practitioner. It adds 386,294 other funds limitation to the Oregon Health Authority for the purpose of certifying this practice, and it adds 118,249 other funds limitation to the Higher Education Coordinating Council for their private career schools to work with organizations interested in teaching students or instructors to pursue this certification. And that is the bill.
Okay.
Yes.
Madam Chair, I move the Dash A8 amendment into House Bill 2642.
Discussion on the amendment. Representative Boone.
Thank you. My computer has crapped out on me a little bit, so I tried to listen to everything. One of the things I can't remember if you said, Kim, does it include the additional hours required? Is that still in the bill?
I believe it still does. I think the only thing the amendment changed was to add the nurse practitioner and physician recommendation.
Okay.
And add the limitation.
Other discussion on the amendment? Objections? Motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2642 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Discussion? Objection? Motion passes.
I can't carry this bill. I can't say I can't say that word.
Aestheticians.
Otherwise, I'd be happy to take it.
No, I'm happy to take it, Madam Chair. Not a problem.
Can we rename this, laser specialist?
No, they do more than just laser.
Well, that's not the point. What am I going to say?
On the Senate side, on the bill, is there a Senate sponsor?
I think it's a House bill.
It's Hoyle's bill, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'm asking.
Was anybody interested in the House on the Senate side on this? Is anyone? I don't know. You guys ever talk about it in committee?
How about the chair of the Jackie?
No.
Senator Bates, how about the chair of the Health?
Yeah, why don't you give it to Senator Monson?
That's a good idea.
That's a fine plan.
Mm-hmm. And on the House side, Representative Hoyle, please. I'm closing the work session on House Bill 2642, opening a work session on House Bill 2233.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2233 requires the Department of Human Services to create an advisory committee within the Department's Office of Adult Abuse Prevention and Investigation to advise DHS with respect to residential care for children, youth or youth offenders, and programs and facilities to provide the residential care for this population. It comes to you from the House Committee on Human Services and Housing. There is a Dash 4 amendment, and all the paperwork is on OLIS for you. The Dash 4 amendment narrows the work and scope of the advisory committee. It sets a January 2nd, 2016 sunset date. It specifies that the committee will meet no more than 6 times before the submission of the report to the Interim Committee of Legislature, which is no later than December 15th, 2015. And it focuses the work of the committee to evaluating the current process for making findings of abuse and neglect in residential care and developing recommendations for ensuring the safety of children, youth, and youth offenders in residential care. With this Dash A4 amendment, the bill has minimal impact on the Department of Human Services. The department will reprioritize duties of existing staff and resources to facilitate this work. And that is the bill.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move the Dash A4 amendment into House Bill 2233.
Discussion on the amendment. Objection? Motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2233 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Discussion? Objections? Motion passes. I will carry it in full. I will take it on in the House. Let me do assign a senator.
I will go, this is the DHS budget. I'll go ahead and take it. Okay, in case there's any questions about it.
Thank you, Senator Bates. I'm closing the work session on House Bill 2233. And as we noted at the beginning of the meeting, this is not the last meeting of this subcommittee. We believe, at least we anticipate, that we will be called into a meeting for tomorrow. For today, we're adjourned.
Is this Sarah? Is this Sarah?